Nick Torday, thank you very much for joining us this morning for our new podcast here at Princedale on the subject of sustainability, the big old subject of sustainability. Nick, you are the CEO and co-founder of Bauer Collective. Thanks for joining us. Why don't you start by introducing yourself and this business that you've just set up?
Thanks, Rui. Well, yeah, really, really pleased to be speaking with you this morning. So the backstory of Bauer Collective is myself and my co-founder, Marcus Hill. We've known each other for a long time. We were old mates at school. Best part of 30 odd years. My background was in a world familiar to you, so digital and technology. And latterly, I ran a consulting business in that sector. And a lot of my clients were sustainable in the world of sustainability. So the UN, WWF, Greenpeace, amongst others, and also big corporates like Tesco's working on looking at sustainability within their supply chain. So it's always been something front and center for me. And I felt it'd come to a point in my career where I wanted to directly do something to meet an environmental need. And obviously the plastic waste crisis has been on my radar for many years. And I felt there was a real opportunity, both from a commercial lens and from an impact lens, to address that problem head on with a business. So I called Marcus, my co-founder. His background is in biodegradable packaging. So he founded a bioplastics packaging business called London Biopackaging, and he grew that business and sold it a few years ago to Bunzl PLC. And so he was looking for his next challenge. We came together and we looked at the entire sort of value system around plastics as materials within the sort of consumer ecosystem, and looked at a range of different opportunities for meeting that that problem space. And to cut a long story short, Bauer is where we ended up. So Bauer Collective, we're a sustainable household product business, effectively. So we cover all of the non-food household goods that you need to live a beautiful, sustainable life in your home. And we deliver those products either in plastic-free or in reusable packaging. So we've designed our own reusable packaging closed-loop system from the ground up. So yeah, that's my backstory and sort of how we got to Bauer, which we launched in January of this year. We were backed initially by Founders Factory, and subsequently have raised a bit more money with some other investors. And we've had despite COVID, we've had a really exciting year. And the brand and the products and the proposition has really resonated strongly in the market. So it's been great fun. Year one.
This, as I understand, is a direct-to-consumer business. Is it likely to always be a direct-to-consumer business?
I think for the time being, that's absolutely our focus. Yeah, we feel that the direct-to-consumer opportunity is enormous, and actually COVID in many ways has accelerated that transition in consumer behaviours hugely. I mean, it's probably accelerated it by 5, 6, 7 years. Compressed into 5, 6, 7 months, if you like, where people feel they want to shop differently. They want to be in control of the products they're buying. They don't feel so comfortable going into the shops anymore. And they feel increasingly comfortable buying products directly online. And, you know, we deliver effective, safe, aspirational, lovely, natural products direct to their homes. So it's, you know, in that respect, it is timely. We may look at retail, to answer your question, we may look at retail opportunities later down the line, but it's not a focus for now.
I'd agree. There's been an extraordinarily exciting acceleration towards building a more sustainable world at the moment as we head towards the final quarter of 2020. And you talk about how accelerant it's been for your business. We talked to the CEO of Mindful Chef, who equally talks about the extraordinary catalyst effect of the last 6 months and the lockdown. They are also a B Corp business, and we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, in a second. But what impact do you think the pandemic has had on this wider sustainable movement? Why are more consumers and more businesses accelerating their efforts to be more sustainable now?
Well, it's interesting, and I think it probably cuts both ways. So on one hand, you actually have a proliferation of kind of difficult behaviors, but necessary, some might argue. So the proliferation of PPE equipment, single-use disposable face masks, single-use disposable hand sanitizer bottles. So there was an NGO in France a month ago that produced a report that they'd sifted out a sort of staggering volume of COVID-related plastic waste from the foreshore off in France's coastal waters, just within, you know, three or four months since lockdown began. So a sort of demonstrable rise in sort of challenging behaviors. But then, of course, on the flip side, you've got people at home a lot more. So you're in your own home. You're thinking about the way you live your life in your home. You're thinking about stuff you might never have thought about before, like the way cleaning products smell, because you're actually at home a lot more. So I think people have become more reflective. They've had time to think about the wider sort of systemic responsibilities that they have as a consumer and as a homeowner. And just time to reflect generally on what the future holds. I mean, COVID has obviously been so challenging in so many ways, and it has, I think, caused people just generally, not just in sort of consumer context, to think more broadly about the kind of the way the planet is going.
Now, Nick, you and Bauer Collective, I should say, is a B Corp accredited business. B Corp is getting better known here in the UK, but I still reckon it's still to reach the wider public here. But huge in the US, and I'd like to tell you, ask you a little bit more about it. Why did you sign up, and what's it mean for Bauer Collective to be accredited by B Corp?
Well, just for clarity, Rue, we're actually B Corp pending. So okay. We've gone through that first gateway, and we're very close to full certification. So I think you're right. It is huge in the US, and I think it's really gaining traction here in the UK. But maybe a little bit behind where they are in America. Look, it's, you know, as I said, my previous business, I did a lot of consulting with bigger sustainability organizations, and it's incredibly difficult to hold your feet to the fire on all the areas that contribute to being a genuinely ethical and sustainable business. And I feel, and many others feel, that B Corporation have developed the most credible framework to do that. As in, they've really like considered the holistic requirements of any business to behave consistently in terms of both their environmental, social, community, you know, the whole, all the different facets that it covers. So for us as a startup, you know, we're a purpose-driven business. It's all about impact. It's all about demonstrably reducing consumer waste and, you know, encouraging consumers to live more sustainable lives. B Corp just fitted very, very neatly. And it is rigorous. I mean, even for a tiny business like us, it's hard work. You know, there's an awful lot of stuff to consider, to think about, to get into place in your supply system. So I think if it's the DNA of your business, we believe B Corp is the accreditation process that really gives you that rigor and that certainty going forwards.
And it's about putting people, profit and planet first. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. You know, there's the separation that's always existed, that you've got business and then you've got the sort of not-for-profit, you know, quangos, NGO space who, you know, solve problems in different ways. I think B Corp is now speaking to a much larger cohort of businesses led by the likes of Patagonia and others that say, no, it doesn't have to be like that. You can be a very successful, profitable business that behaves with sort of, you know, incredible diligence and responsibility and consideration for people and the planet. And I think, like I said, B Corp have enshrined that in the best possible way. But it's a constantly moving picture, a constantly iterating set of requirements.
So during this podcast, we're going to talk to a number of people who either are B Corp accredited or sustainable businesses that are built on sustainability. And I was having a look through the list of other businesses, and there are a lot of companies in there that you would recognize, the Abels and Coles of this world, the Body Shops of this world, and a lot of consumer goods businesses and beyond. I was interested to also read that a client of ours in a completely different space called Habito, which is an online mortgage broker run by a very, very cool guy called Daniel Hegarty, and backed by some impressive venture capitalists. He too has signed up to being B Corp accredited in a business where you're broking finance. So interesting to hear other businesses from other sectors from outside, perhaps the obvious businesses, also wanting to make the same pledge and wear the same manifesto, I suppose, on their lapels.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And I think B Corp would embrace businesses like that, that are, as you say, it doesn't lend itself naturally to being seen within that movement, as it were. But, you know, what that means is that founder and his backers and his board see the value in being a really ethical and responsible business that conducts itself according to a set of really clear criteria. So, yeah, I don't think you could really be anyone. Any type of business can look at it and see this is a great framework to really guide the way that we behave and grow.
So on that note, my last question to you is that what other exciting businesses that you know across your network are being built with sustainability at their core that we and this audience of the podcast should be listening out to?
A business that we admire a lot, UK kind of, I would say the UK version of Patagonia, is called Finisterre. They're a sort of surfwear clothing brand based down in Cornwall. Founder called Tom Kay, he's fantastic. They've done a lot of innovative stuff with materials and cleverly intelligent use of resources and circular economic initiatives of that kind. There's a business I tremendously admire called Tony's Chocolonely. I don't know if you've heard of Tony's Chocolonely.
No, great name.
But they're a great name. It's also great chocolate. but the whole manifesto is about eradicating modern slavery in the cocoa industry. Who knew it? I certainly didn't. But cocoa industry is still, slavery and modern slavery, particularly in West Africa, is still very prevalent. So their whole mission is to shine a light on this through their brand, which is a fantastic brand. And they, I believe, you know, they overtook Cadbury in market share in the Netherlands, where they're from. I think they're from the Netherlands. You might have to check that. Without spending any money on paid marketing. It was just purely sort of mission driven, kind of, you know, just excitement about what they were doing. So there are a lot of, you know, phenomenal businesses out there doing some very interesting stuff, challenging the status quo, but also just delivering a great product. I think this is what can sometimes get lost. You know, for Bauer Collective, you know, sustainability is really important, but also delivering beautiful products for your home that look good and feel good and make you feel good when you use them is equally important. And it's about triangulating all of those components. So still delivering a fantastic customer experience, but doing it in a way that is considered and aligned with your values and your mission.
And your products do look great. I think your branding's great, and obviously a lot of thought has gone into the bottles and the packaging, and as you say, most importantly, the material. I'm yet to smell the grapefruit, as it were. But for anyone listening, do have a look at Bauer Collective. I know there's a discount code as you sign up and try it yourself. Nick Tordé, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate your insights, and I wish you the very best.
Pleasure. Thanks, we really enjoyed talking with you. Cheers.
Thank you.